Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, February 9th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Stuff, the clean and powerful to-do list application. Leading off today, alongside the upcoming iPhone 17e, Apple also has a refreshed base model iPad in the works. A new report from Mac Otakara highlights what we can expect from Apple's update of its cheapest iPad. Apple released the iPad 11 last March, powered by the A16 chip. While that chip represented a notable upgrade from the previous model's A14 chip, it wasn't enough for Apple to offer Apple Intelligence support. That is set to change this year, as Mac Otakara reports that this year's iPad 12 will be powered by the A18 chip. This will also come with 8GB of RAM, up from the current model's 6GB of RAM. This also means that the iPad 12 will have full support for Apple Intelligence. Other than the boost in RAM and performance, the iPad 12 is expected to be the same as the iPad 11, with the same overall design and form factor. In other news today, speaking of Apple Intelligence, iOS 26.4 is set to be one of the most important updates ever for the iPhone, with its new suite of AI and Siri features. These new Siri features were first announced at WWDC 2024, with the expectation they would launch as part of the iOS 18 cycle. As we've talked about before, Apple delayed those features, and last month it announced a new partnership with Google to use Gemini models to power the Siri and AI features. Now we're getting very close to actually being able to try these new features, for which we've been waiting 18 months. In the latest edition of his Power On newsletter, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that Apple expects to release the first developer beta of iOS 26.4 the week of February 23rd. There will also likely be a public beta of iOS 26.4 at some point later this month or in early March. So if Apple begins beta testing the update this month, it will then likely be released to everyone sometime at the end of March. iOS 26.4 will include three big new Siri features. Personal context will allow Siri to locate specific information within notes, texts, and emails. On-screen awareness will give Siri awareness of what's on your iPhone screen at any given time and allow you to take action on that with just your voice. And finally, in-app actions will empower you to control specific app functionalities using Siri. iOS 26.4 is expected to also include new emoji. Of course, all of this could change if Apple hits any last-minute snags in the development of these new features. But as it stands right now, we can expect the first iOS 26.4 beta the week of February 23rd. In other news today, there's been a lot of speculation about when Apple will release the next-generation MacBook Pros with the high-end M5 Pro and M5 Max chips. Many thought this could happen in January, but then January came and went. Then last week, Bloomberg said that they'd launch alongside macOS 26.3, but without any more specific information. Bloomberg now reports that the new MacBook Pros are tied to the macOS 26.3 cycle that runs through March. This means that Apple will release the machines sometime between releasing macOS 26.3, likely this week, and between releasing macOS 26.4 in March. The current specific timeline inside Apple, according to Bloomberg, is that a product launch is currently slated for as early as the week of March 2nd. So this means just over 3 weeks from today, Apple could announce its M5 Pro and M5 Max versions of the MacBook Pro. The report also reaffirms that there are other Mac updates in the pipeline, including an M5 MacBook Air, a new Mac Studio, and a new Studio Display. Apple is also still working on its cheapest MacBook ever, powered by an A18 Pro chip, set to launch sometime in the first half of this year. There's also an update to the Mac Mini on the way, powered by the M5 and M5 Pro. And finally, Apple will launch the redesigned MacBook Pro with OLED, a touchscreen, and a thinner design, powered by the M6 at the end of this year. We are sponsored this week by Stuff. If you're someone who loves being organized and checking things off lists, you need to try Stuff. It's a new to-do list app for iPhone and iPad built for people who love to write things down, check them off, and actually complete their goals. Stuff is designed to make capturing your tasks as easy and frictionless as possible, including typing, talking, or even using the camera. Then Stuff will turn all of that into actionable tasks right away. And lists and stuff are built like completable projects. So if you're planning a trip, starting a business, or working towards a big goal, you can break it down step by step and watch it take shape. Download Stuff today at trystuff.app or by searching Stuff in the App Store, and use code 9to5 at checkout to get 50% off your first year of extra stuff. Running out today, while AI chatbots like ChatGPT and Google Gemini feature conversational voice modes, those apps don't exactly work well with Apple CarPlay. Apparently, however, that could soon change in an upcoming iOS update. Mark Gurman reports that Apple is planning to open up CarPlay to voice-enabled chatbot apps for the first time. This would enable use while driving without interacting with your iPhone. The report says that Apple is working to support these apps in CarPlay within the coming months. Apple only allows select categories of apps in CarPlay, including entertainment, navigation, and communication. Essentially, any app that wants to work with CarPlay must fall into one of those predefined categories, then also must seek a special entitlement from Apple. Those entitlements currently aren't available to these categories of AI apps, but again, that is what's set to change. Allowing voice-enabled chatbot apps would be a major update for CarPlay, especially when automakers are already integrating their own native AI-powered voice mode features. Bloomberg notes that there will still be limits. Apple won't let users replace the Siri button on CarPlay or the wake word that summons the voice assistant. Instead, users will need to open the app manually via CarPlay to activate the third-party voice control. The report doesn't say if this CarPlay update will be part of the upcoming iOS 26 release cycle or saved for iOS 27. But when it does launch, it will be a notable update for people who rely on these new conversational voice modes in apps like ChatGPT and Google Gemini. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.